A Japanese King in Thailand, Yamada Nagamasa. Today we admire people who become successful in business or perform amazing feats such as climbing Mount Everest. These people have often overcome many hurdles to achieve what they do. Imagine then, a Japanese man who rose from low origins to become a king in a foreign country. One such man was Yamada Nagamasa, who was king of Ligur in the south of Thailand. Yamada was a sailor from Shizuoka who became an international merchant between Japan and Thailand in around 1612. By 1617, he had risen to become a power broker in Thailand, head of the large Japan town, Bangipung, and the commander of a group of Japanese samurai mercenaries who were one of the most powerful armies in the country. He controlled the large trade between Thailand and Japan, exporting deerskin and rare woods to Japan and importing Japanese silver, swords, lacquer, and high-quality Japanese paper. English and Dutch merchants also paid him respect and tribute to help them out. In 1620, Yamada helped King Songtam to take control of Thailand. The king used Yamada as a general, but also as a diplomat to Japan. Yamada was successful in establishing friendship and trade. However, in 1629, there was a coup d'etat, and a prince called Prasat Tong became king. Yamada supported the new king at first, but changed his mind and attempted to rebel. Some stories say that the reason was because he had fallen in love with a princess and was trying to make himself king of all Thailand. King Prasat Tong had him poisoned and sent an army of 4,000 men to kill all the Japanese people who Yamada had led. The Bangipun was destroyed, but many of the inhabitants escaped to Cambodia before returning safely a few years later. After Nagamasa's death and the destruction of the Bangipung Japan town, bilateral links with Thailand were cut. A sad end to a great story.